I've always dreamed of being a great artist.
Well, my dreams for my future is to run for the president of Kenya.
My dreams is that one day I can establish a huge company in Kibera.
Personally, I would love to see people creating jobs for themselves.
Welcome to the final episode in this season as we sit down with KCEO's staff to reflect on their hopes and dreams for the future. I'm Heather Risley with USAID's Office of Education.
And I'm Lindsay Wolf with Youth Power Learning.
We hope you've found these conversations as rich and inspiring as we have. I certainly have enjoyed listening to everyone and definitely wish I could have spent more time in Kibera since there's so much to learn.
I definitely enjoyed meeting with everyone and learned a lot through our great conversations, especially over chai and chapatis.
Yeah, that was my favorite too. For this episode, we're not going to do much talking. We want to leave you with thoughts from each of the core KCEO staff you've met over previous episodes. We're going to start with Rhoda, then you'll hear from Rose, Malaki, and Josh.
What do you need to grow your programs? You're reaching new counties now. How have you been able to do that?
Okay, so through the support of maybe friends and other maybe angel investors, we've been able to get to other counties. Like, I'm so excited about going to Kisumu. We are starting up a new program, still with women with disabilities, but now we are going to offer them a soft skill. We are going to train them, yes, on entrepreneurship and digital literacy, but on top of it, we'll train them on bakery. Yes, so it will be called Bread Power. Yes, and these women with disability will be able to start up their own bakery business, and some of them also will be able to get employment in our bakery in Kisumu.
I love that. Bread Power, the bakery. That's great. Looking to the future, what are your dreams for Kibera? What would you like to see happen here for the young people?
Personally, I would love to see people creating jobs for themselves. This notion of everyone wants a white-collar job, everyone wants to work in an office, everyone wants to get employed. I would love to see Kibera a place where people create employment for others. Youths create employment for others who would love to come and work for them. Not that all of them want to go and work somewhere else.
So the future I would like to see in young women in Kibera, it will be pleasure for me to see, like, if I can empower like 25 women, and these 25 women can start up a business and can create a job in Kibera, then Kibera will have a great change, because no one will sit down saying there is no job. We will be having some companies in Kibera, you see, whereby these women can employ some that are lacking jobs now. Yeah, that's my future, to see like Kibera, we can empower each ourselves and we can create jobs for ourselves. Not that we can just go out there looking for jobs and not finding. When we have jobs in Kibera, then we can employ the same people living in Kibera. We'll not look out for those who are the other side, but we want to change our community to be in a better place. I can say my dream is to, like, now I'm selling peanut butter, but my future plan, my dreams is that one day I can establish a huge company in Kibera that can employ youth, women, and even our men. We can't take them out because we are still part of, we are still in one community. Yeah. So when I can establish a huge company in Kibera, I know first I'll solve the problem of hunger. No kid that can say that I'm like starving. I will solve the problem of going to schools. You find that young women living in Kibera, it is difficult to take your children to school because you don't have that cash in hand. But when I establish my company in Kibera and create jobs, opportunity to youths and women, their kids will go to school. They will have something to to have for their, like, for their lunch or supper, you see? And then our youths too will not be idle. You find that our youths engage themselves in bad things because after taking, going after coming out from school, like from Form 4, he doesn't have the enough money to take him to, or her to college. Then sitting out there doing nothing, idle, they just find themselves engaging in things that are not good. So when there is some jobs whereby after they finish their Form 4 level, and then you tell them, don't sit here. You can work for me, like in party time, take this my product, distribute them to shops, to companies, to supermarkets, and then after that he or she will have something going back with them in the house, still empowering them on how they can just have this saving for them to go for their future education, for their future plan, until where they want to.
We look forward to seeing your peanut butter empire grow and to seeing the community be impacted by the great work that you're doing with KCEO. So thank you, Rose.
Thank you so much.
The future I love to see for Kibera is development, not only on the estate sides, but on the slum side. Each and every person to get an opportunity to do something, but not to be idle. By creating different training centers, different art galleries, I can say everybody will get unemployment. So at the end of the day, somebody can take something home. I've always dreamed of being a great artist, a great computer graphic, a great designer, and also it's always my dream that since all my life, my fees for the schools have been paid by different organizations. It's my dream that one day I can do the same thing to someone's child who could not get an opportunity to access education. So I can say I have big dreams for marginalized people, even for myself. Yeah.
Thank you very much for sharing your story and your thoughts and your dreams.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Our long-term goal for KCO is to establish different digital hubs in different informal slums in Kenya. So in Kisumu, we have the American Corner space that we can access, but we still want to expand more. And now our focus is on how can we attract more resources to establish another hub in the eastern and the coastal, and then we shall have spread our wings. And with KSHUS, we realize that the fastest way of scaling this is to focus on building a strong brand and franchise it, so that we don't have to worry about the capital goods when we scale it. We will sell the concept of the benefits that these cobblers will get when they get into our system, because people are beginning to appreciate our model, they appreciate our styles, designs. And if you plug into KSHUS network, it means more sales for you. It means more respect for your product. And that is what we are going to sell to the cobblers. And in return, we're working on a model whether they'll pay a subscription fee or monthly commission, working in a way that will be of a mutual benefit. But that is the fastest and cheapest way of scaling it and scaling the impact. I'm looking forward to seeing a community that young people can access, like opportunities. Young people can get spaces to maximize their talents. And I'm looking forward to seeing Kibera that has leaders who care, leaders who are passionate about changing things in this community, and entirely having a network of change makers living in one community.
And what are your dreams for your future?
Well, my dreams for my future, which is not supported by my family, is to run for the president of Kenya at some point. But my family says no to politics. Yeah. So I don't know if it will come true, but the thing is, I want to focus more on building the investment fund, because I believe this investment fund will create huge opportunity to young social entrepreneurs in Kenya. Yeah, but I don't mind running the country as the CEO, like the president of Kenya.
Well, we look forward to seeing what bright things happen and keeping an eye on that presidential run. So thank you.
It was so great to meet these amazing young people. They've got some big dreams, but they've also shown us the talent and drive they possess to get there. Maybe all the way to the highest office in Kenya. Since we started planning this trip almost 8 months ago, one of my personal goals has been to listen to the voices of the local youth themselves and let them tell us what's working in their own communities. Looking back on this whole trip, a big takeaway I have is the importance of maximizing the resources that already exist. It's been truly amazing to see firsthand the accomplishments that both SafePlan Uganda and KCEO have achieved with so little. SafePlan Uganda is looking at how to maximize natural resources that can generate a profit for young women in small villages and really taking advantage of goodwill within the community. KCEO literally recycled trash to create shoes that are truly works of art. I hope we can follow these organizations in the future to see where they go from here.
Definitely. Through this process, I've learned that there are still many barriers to young women's economic empowerment. But through grassroots, youth-led, and youth-serving organizations like SafePlan Uganda and KCEO, there are bright spots. These organizations are deeply committed to changing the lives of the young women in their communities and are doing the thoughtful and meaningful work of understanding the needs of these young women and designing programs to meet those needs. And the young women that lead these organizations, like Annette and Rhoda, they have truly blown me away with their passion, creativity, and vision. They are indeed the leaders of the future, and we are grateful for the opportunity to learn from them.
We hope everyone listening was able to take away some lessons from this podcast that can be applied in your own programs. While we know that solutions are hardly ever one size fits all, I think we've heard a lot of issues that deserve consideration in any work with youth. At USAID, we're continuing our work to ensure youth gain the skills they need to lead productive lives, gain employment, and positively contribute to society. If you know someone who you think would enjoy this podcast, please feel free to share it with them. If you would like to see the people featured in this podcast, you can always go to our YouTube page and search for USAID Education Links, one word. There, you will see a number of videos, some of which will feature people from both SafePlan Uganda and KCEO.
Since this is our final episode, we would like to thank those that made it possible.
Absolutely. A special thank you to all those that provided support behind the scenes. Thanks to Susan Massey, Lindsay Wolf, Lisa Barton, Cheryl Fries, Aksa Callahan, and Kirby Kreider. Our fellow travelers on this trip were Wesley Dean, podcast producer extraordinaire, and Olivia Graziano, who took beautiful photos and video footage. I also want to thank my fellow USAID colleagues and the True Youth Specialists, Nancy Taggart and Olga Merchant, for their input and feedback throughout this process. Thanks for listening.